Chapter 2. Weather Trouble. Mark looked out the car window, watching the still unfamiliar streets pass by. It was Saturday, and they were on their way to the library. Their social studies project was apparently a big part of fifth grade life at Piper Elementary. Mark knew that the other kids in their class had been talking about it since the fall. They had to do research at the library, make outlines, take notes on note cards, and write a bibliography. It sounded like a lot of work, but as Mr. Harris kept saying, "If you just get started early, you will have plenty of time." "What are you researching?" asked Dad. "We have to write about an important invention or discovery," said Alicia. "I think I'm going to write about trains."
"I'm probably going to write about X-rays," said Mark.
They pulled up in front of the library. "Mom will pick you up at 3, Dad said, "so keep an eye out for her, okay?"
"Okay,"
Mark and Alicia said at the same time. They went into the library and headed for the computers to start their research. Alicia still wasn't used to this library. It was much bigger than the one they went to in Miami. There were only 2 rooms in that one, an adult's room and a children's room. Those rooms were much bigger here. Plus, there was a separate reference room and separate audio and video rooms. After selecting some books, Alicia and Mark sat at a table and began to read. Mark heard a pattering sound. He looked out the window and saw that it was raining again. He hoped it wouldn't last too long.